Listener Production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Medibank could face a multi-million dollar fine over the recent cyber attack. An investigation's been launched into whether the health insurer took reasonable steps to protect its customer data, with penalties of up to $2.2 million per violation being considered. It comes after the group of Russian hackers claimed to dump the entire cache of data on the dark web, but Medibank says it's incomplete and hard to understand. The PM is claiming it's a win for pay packets. The Industrial Relations Bill has passed the lower house this morning, allowing multi-employer strikes and wage award reviews. Anthony Albanese declaring it a victory for workers.
Heroes of the pandemic and heroes each and every day. They got our thanks, but they deserve more than that. They deserve better conditions and they deserve better pay. Yeah. This legislation will get that moving again.
Studies looking into how to better care for traumatised patients has kicked off in the Kimberley, thanks to federal government funding. Nearly $1 million will allow the Cooperative Research Centre for Developing Northern Australia's project to continue for 3 years. Broome police are asking the public to keep an eye out for a stolen car. The Silver Prado was taken from the Moonlight Bay Suites on Wednesday night. Contact Crime Stoppers if you can help. A total fire ban is in place across Karratha today. Those caught carrying out any activity which could start a fire could receive a $25,000 fine, 12-month jail time, or both. To local sport, semi-finals of West Pilbara cricket get underway this weekend. Pegs Creek 1 are up against the Nickel Hawks, who are vying for a spot in the finals. That game gets underway at KLP Oval at 4 o'clock tomorrow, while the Dampier Taverners 1 go head-to-head against the Karratha Cats. Catch that one at Windy Ridge Oval at the same time. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.